In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I want you to know that God is still on his throne, and he hears and answers prayer, and everything's going to be all right because he's promised to those who love God and are called to his purpose, all things work together for the good. Today we're going to attempt to look at the letter to the Hebrews. To the Jewish Christians, this letter was written to. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many partial and various ways through the prophets. Well, what did he say to the prophets? Micah said he would be born in Bethlehem. Hosea said that he would rise from the dead. Isaiah said, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son. Isaiah says, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our infirmities. Upon him was the chastisement that makes us whole, and by his stripes we were healed. So God spoke partially in various ways through the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by a son born of a virgin, as Isaiah said, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he also created the worlds. Yes, he created the worlds through his son. The son is the eternally begotten son of God. He was not only the son of God in Mary's womb, but he was eternally begotten of the Father. He was always the son, living with the Father and the Holy Spirit. He is the reflection of God's glory. The Son is the reflection of God's glory. The glory of God shines on the face of Jesus. He is the exact imprint of God's very being. Yes, he is the Lord. He is God. He is the exact imprint of God's very being. He sustains all things. How? By his powerful word. Do you know that today? That the word is powerful, and Jesus sustains all things by the power of his word. When he had made purification for sins, when did he make purification for sins? On the cross. He died for you, and he died for me, because he is in love with you, and he is in love with me. He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. Right now, Jesus is at the Father's right hand. What is he doing? He's making intercession for you and for me. My prayer partner today is Jesus the Lord, yours too. Having become as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. How do we know that Jesus is superior to the angels? He's the Son of God. For to which of the angels did God ever say, you are my son? None of them. None of them. You see, Jesus is the eternally begotten of the Father from all eternity. Today I have begotten you. To which of the angels did God say, you are my son? Today I have begotten you. Or again, I will be his father, and he will be my son. Oh, he is the Son of God. He is the Son of God from all eternity, that he took on flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the very Son of God. And again, when he brings the firstborn into the world, that's Jesus, He says, let all God's angels worship him. That we worship Jesus because he's God. We do not worship angels, no. Angels are not to be worshipped. It's going to tell us the job of angels in a little while. Of what of the angels did he say? He makes his angels winds and his servants flames of fire. But the Son, he says, your throne, O God, is forever and forever. Oh, yes. The throne of Jesus is forever and forever. And the righteous scepter is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God your God has anointed you with the oil of gladness. Do you know that Jesus Christ has been anointed with the oil of gladness? So many people that are Christians, they have their face look like they've been weaned on pickles. And Jesus wants to anoint us with the oil of gladness because he has died for us and he is risen from the dead. Beyond your companions, he has anointed us with the oil of gladness beyond your companions. In the beginning, Lord, you founded the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands, all made through the Word of God, all made through the Son of God. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like clothing. Like a cloak, you will roll them up. And like clothing, they will be changed. But you are the same. Oh, yes, Jesus, Son of God, is the same from all eternity. And now there is a throne set up for him at the right hand of the Father. And your years will never end. But to which of the angels has he ever said, sit on my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet, to that of the Son? Right now he is sitting at the Father's right hand till he makes the enemies, all enemies of the Lord, the footstool at his feet. And what's the last enemy to be defeated? Death. Death. It has been defeated, given the death blow on the cross and in the resurrection. Are not all angel spirits in divine service sent to serve for the sake of those who would inherit salvation? In other words, the angels have been sent to us to help us on our way who are being saved. Angels are helpers. They are messengers. And they are sent to serve us who are on the way to salvation. Yes, the angels serve us. We do not pray to angels, but we ask the Lord to send angels. Oh, yes. We ask the Lord to send angels, that the angels would fill us with the love of God, that the angels would direct us to the Son of God, Jesus Christ, whoever lives at the right hand of the Father. Chapter 2, warning to pay attention. Therefore, we must pay greater attention to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away from it, because the Hebrews were drifting away back into Judaism and the temple. For if the message declared through angels was valid, and every transgression or disobedience received a just penalty, how can we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Salvation through the blood of Jesus, salvation through his death, salvation through his burial, salvation through his resurrection. Oh, yes. It was declared at first to the Lord, and it was attested to us by those who heard him, while God added his testimony by signs and wonders and various miracles. I praise you. These signs and wonders and various miracles are taking place in the Hebrew community. Oh, yes. You know, people have asked me, what does the church need now? The church needs the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The church needs to know the power of God. The church needs to live out of the book of Acts. Oh, yes, we're 2,000 years later, but we need the power of God. Jesus said, it is better for you that I go away. If I do not go away, I will not send the Holy Spirit. He has gone away. He is at the right hand of the Father. He pours out His Holy Spirit upon us. While God added His testimony by signs and wonders and various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to His will. Now God did not subject this coming world about which we are speaking to angels, but someone has testified somewhere, "What is man that you are mindful of him, of mortal men that you care for him? You have made him a little while lower than the angels." You realize Jesus was made lower than the angels for a little while. But until his cross, death, and resurrection, he is the King of angels. He is the King of angels. "You have made them for a little while lower than the angels. You have crowned them with glory and honor, subjecting all things under their feet." Now, in subjecting all things to them, God left nothing outside their control. As it is, we do not yet see everything subjected to them, but we do see Jesus, who for a little while was lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honor because of the sufferings and death, so that by grace of God he might taste death for everyone. Do you realize you have already died? Jesus tasted death for you. Jesus tasted death for me. Jesus broke the power of death by his blood, by his cross, by his burial, by his resurrection. Do you know that today? We do not need to fear death, because Jesus has tasted death for all of us, and he has conquered. Do you know that Jesus is the conqueror? Conqueror over sin and death. Do you know that Jesus is all-powerful, the Son of the Eternal Father? Do you know that the glory of God shines on the face of Jesus? Do you know that Jesus now is infinitely greater than the angels? What angel does he call son? None. But to Jesus Christ, he calls him Son of God. And he was always the Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father. It was fitting that God, for whom and through whom all things exist, and bringing many children to glory. Ah, yes. How are we going to glory? Through the cross of Jesus Christ, that he bled for sinners, that he was crucified, died, buried, and rose from the dead. That he should make the pioneer of their salvation, that's Jesus, perfect through sufferings. Oh yes, sufferings on the cross. Not only did he suffer physically, but he says, "When I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself." That means everybody was drawn into the heart of Jesus when he was crucified. "When I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself." Do you know that today? Do you know that you were drawn into the heart of Jesus on the cross? That he, the pioneer of our salvation, became perfect through his sufferings. For the one who sanctifies and the one who are sanctified all have one Father. That's right. Who is the one who sanctifies? Jesus. Who are those that are sanctified? Us. And we have one Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, when you pray, pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." That's what God wants, that the kingdom would come and the will of God would be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. For this reason, Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters. That's right. If God is our Father, And he is the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Father of the Son of God. We call each other brothers and sisters, saying, I will proclaim your name to my brothers and sisters. Do you know that you are a brother or a sister of Jesus Christ? Not only that, we have each other, brothers and sisters. Yesterday we celebrated Sister Elizabeth's birthday. She is my sister. Yes, Pat is my sister. Homer is my brother. We have the same father. We have been washed clean by the blood of Jesus. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. Hallelujah. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. Well, you know what? We are the congregation right now on the radio. So we praise you, Father. We bless you, Jesus. We adore you, Holy Spirit. You are worthy of all praise, Heavenly Father. You are worthy of all praise, Lord Jesus Christ. You are worthy of all praise, Holy Spirit. We will praise you in the midst of the assembly. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, here am I and the children whom God has given me. Since therefore the children share flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared the same things. He did. He shared flesh and blood, so that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil. He destroyed the devil through his death upon the cross. Oh yes, he gave him a blow that in the end the devil will be thrown into hell. Hallelujah. And he freed those who from their lives were held slavery by the fear of death. Don't be afraid of dying. When you're going to die, God will give you the grace to die. My mother was always afraid to die until she was dying. And you know what she used to say? I want to go home. And she wasn't talking about Paris Street. She was talking about heaven. For it is clear that he did not come to help angels, but the descendants of Abraham. Who are the descendants of Abraham? Those who live by faith. Yes, descendants of Abraham. Abraham believed and it was counted to him as righteousness. Therefore, he had to become like his brothers and sisters in every respect. He did accept sin so that he might be merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God to make a sacrifice of atonement for our sins and the sins of the people. He's not only the Son of God, but he's the high priest on the cross who makes atonement for your sins and my sins. What does atonement mean? At-one-ment. He makes us atonement with God. At one with God through the blood of Jesus. Because he himself was tested by what he suffered, he is able to help those who are being tested. Are you being tested today? Let me tell you, he wants to help you. Yesterday I spoke to a friend of mine named John, and he says, Jesus is gone. No, Jesus didn't go. Look in the mirror and say, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Jesus is hiding. You're in pain right now, but Jesus is with you. Jesus is for you. Jesus is in you if you are a Christian. You might be in tremendous pain and tremendous experience of a lack of God's presence, but Jesus doesn't quit. No one who comes to me, he says, will I ever reject. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And it is the will of him who sent me that I should lose nothing of what he has given me, but I should raise it up on the last day. Do you know that today? Do you know that today? Jesus doesn't reject you. Maybe you've been rejected by people. Yesterday, the reading from Acts of the Apostles, Paul was rejected by the Jerusalem community because they were afraid that he was going to kill them. They didn't know that he had this great conversion. And one of the apostles went to the men in Jerusalem and told them about the great conversion of Paul. That was Barnabas, because he himself was tested by what he suffered. He is able to help those who are being tested. Oh yes, Jesus was tested in the Garden of Gethsemane. He was tested, but you know what? He passed the test. He went to the cross. He bled for you. He died for you. He was buried for you. I'm telling you, we have a great high priest. His name is Jesus Christ. And this high priest is living for you, for you, for you. Chapter 3. Therefore, brothers and sisters, holy partners in the heavenly calling, consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession. Jesus is the apostle and high priest of our confession. He was faithful to the one who appointed him, just as Moses also was faithful in all things in God's house. Yet Jesus is worthy of more glory than Moses, just as the builder of the house has more honor than the house itself. The builder of the house is Jesus. The house is Moses. Jesus has more glory than Moses. Moses would bow his knee at the name of Jesus. We saw on the Transfiguration Moses and Elijah appearing to Jesus, and they were in adoration of Jesus. They loved Jesus. They knew that this was the Son of God, that this was the light from light, God from God, true God from true God, begotten, not made. I tell you, it's all in the creed. We need to know what the creed says and believe it and give it in the Holy Spirit to make us know how much we are loved and cared for by the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know today that you're loved and cared for? Maybe you're hearing words in your mind that you're not worthy, that you're no good, that people should only know who you are. These words come from the devil. You are the beloved of the Father. You are the beloved of Jesus Christ. He shed his blood for you so that you would not go to hell. He shed his blood for me so that I would not go to hell. I tell you, we have a great high priest who ever lives to make intercession for us. We have a great high priest who's also our brother, because he calls us brothers and sisters, because we have the same Father in faith. Oh yes, the same Father I have is the Father of Jesus Christ. Therefore, Jesus is not only my shepherd, he's not only my high priest, he's not only my salvation, he is my brother. Do you know that today? That Jesus is your brother, and that he loves you, and that he has something in store for you. Don't listen to the lies of the devil. Listen to the truth that you are beloved of God, that death has been given its death blow on the cross, that Jesus was made perfect through suffering, and he suffered for a reason, for you and for me, for us, that we might gain heaven by grace through faith, not of works, lest anyone boast. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now
and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Do you know that the angels are far less, infinitely less than Jesus Christ, risen from the dead? Do you know that the angels are sent to you and to me to help us on our way to salvation? They are our friends. God sends them to us to help us on our way to salvation. Do you know you have an angel that helps you on your way to final salvation? Oh, yes. May Almighty God bless you today in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.